This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand.
And I'm Alex Cohen. Oscar nominations aren't out for another few weeks, but Slate's movie critic Dana Stevens has already made her selection for the best films of the year. She joins us now. And Dana, I was interested in this list. Many of them aren't mainstream, but we'll start with one that came out relatively recently, and it's called The Wrestler. And you seem to be unabashedly smitten with this film. Let's take a listen to a clip. This is Mickey Rourke and Marisa Tomei in The Wrestler.
I want you to give this to your little guy. It's a Randy the Ram action figure. Tell him not to lose it. It's a $300 collector's item.
Really?
No. Come on, hey, one beer.
Okay.
Okay, besides Marisa Tomei's squeaky little voice there, what's to love about this film?
Well, you know, I'm glad you played that scene because that actually is my favorite scene, which leads up to my other favorite scene in the movie. In the center, sort of the part where Mickey Rourke and Marisa Tomei are falling for each other tentatively. I did love The Wrestler, to my surprise, actually, because the director, Darren Aronofsky, is not a favorite of mine. He's a big cult director who has a sort of small but very devoted following, and I've never fallen for any of his movies before. Everyone talks about Mickey Rourke's performance in this movie, and he is quite amazing. But I feel like the whole unit just held together really well. All the performances are very sound, and it's a very small-scale movie with handheld camera work. I also rarely like sports movies or comeback movies, and, you know, I really can't stand watching things like wrestlers staple each other in the wrestling ring. It's got a lot of gory, violent scenes, but it still manages to have this very beautiful and lyrical mood that just captured me.
One of the films on your list is one that I've heard a lot of critics rave about, but I still don't get why they're so excited, and maybe you can shed some light on this. It's a French film called The Class. What's so great about it?
It's by a French director named Laurent Conté, who is a little bit of a sort of sociologist cum director. He's really interested in observing the way institutions work and, you know, sort of the way race and class interplay in people's real lives. And what he did was he used a real teacher, a real French teacher in a real Parisian high school, but it's not a documentary. He sort of scripted, he spent a year with these students and this teacher and sort of semi-scripted situations that they would improvise from. And so the whole thing feels so natural and so real that you actually can't believe these people are acting. And it's a very interesting story, which I don't want to give away here on the radio, but I can't think of anyone who wouldn't like this movie.
Dana, another lesser-known film on your list is called Wendy and Lucy, and it stars Michelle Williams, and it's about a young woman and her dog headed to Alaska. What's special about this film?
Well, I'm happy to see that this movie, although it's not getting a chance to be seen in many markets, is popping up on a lot of critics' 10 best lists. I just looked at the New York Times critics' 10 best list, and I think all three of them put it on. It's just about a girl. You don't know anything about her background or how she ended up in this situation, but she's sort of living out of her car with her dog. And the plot of the movie is that she loses her dog in a small town as she's on the road and, you know, what she goes through to try to find her dog. And it's so not sentimental as that plot outline might sound. And it ends up being a real microcosm of, you know, American society and what it is to be someone who's living at just the margins of livability in that society.
And finally, let's talk about a film that came out in a few cities last week to qualify for the Oscars, but it doesn't really come out mainstream until the middle of next month. It's Revolutionary Road. It stars Leonardo DiCaprio and Kate Winslet. Let's take a listen.
Sweetheart, what are you talking about? Where are we going to live?
Paris.
What?
You always said it was the only place you'd ever been that you wanted to go back to, the only place that was worth living. So why don't we go there?
You're serious?
Yes. What's stopping us?
The last time these two were together, it was in Titanic, which was a hit of epic proportions. What about this time around?
I seriously doubt that Revolutionary Road will be the kind of hit that Titanic was, but I have to say that Kate and Leo still have that chemistry, and they are great together on screen. Their performances are just wonderful in this movie. Nonetheless, the movie didn't make my 10 best list because I felt as a whole it was doing things that had already been done. The director, Sam Mendes, who's also Kate Winslet's husband, was the director of American Beauty, another sort of critique of suburban emptiness, and I didn't think this movie went too many terribly interesting places that American Beauty hadn't already gone.
Dana, you recently wrote in Slate that Revolutionary Road was a number of films that you describe as grim bundles waiting under the Hollywood tree. Why so many downers in film recently, do you think?
I don't know. I mean, it may be that every December into the near future will bring us Grimm bundles, because those are the kind of movies that win Oscars. I think that the bundles I was referring to were Valkyrie, Revolutionary Road, and The Curious Case of Benjamin Button, all three of which are, you know, clearly being angled and timed, you know, to get Oscar nominations, and all three of which are self-consciously serious and somber and, you know, take themselves very seriously, with some success at times, but, you know, not movies that are going to be lighthearted or have a lot of wit about themselves.
Slate's movie critic, Dana Stevens. Thanks, Dana.
Thank you.